Good morning. Welcome to Living Clay, Calcium Bentonite Clay. This is Perry A. And this morning I'm happy to have a guest. He's a friend and a friend of Clay and a friend of mine, Jason Fowler. Jason has a company called ProHealth Dynamics. He's a nutritional microscopist. Am I saying that right?
That's one way of saying it. Called a microscopist.
How do you pronounce it?
Microscopist.
Microscopist. Okay, I left out a few syllables. He was trained at the PH Miracle Research Center by Dr. Robert Young, and they do research on alkalizing the body and getting it back into a normal state of hemostasis, which is balance, and a balanced body can heal itself, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now, Jason does some outstanding work in looking at your blood sample, dry or wet blood sample, through the microscope, and he says, seeing your unaltered blood in real time may be the single most motivating experience in your life in helping you make natural improvements to your health. So we're going to talk a little about that today. Jason has some unique ways of using the clay, and you know me, I'm always open to finding new ways of taking the clay or using it, and as I always say, just get it in you or on you, and it's going to work. But he has got some insights and results. So, Jason, welcome.
Thank you very much, Perry. Good to be here.
So, tell me a little bit about how you were introduced to clay.
I was actually introduced to clay by a colleague of mine, another microscopist, and I guess I could probably give a little bit of background. He introduced me to alkalizing in general, first off, and I've been a certified personal trainer for over 12 years, so I've always been a pretty healthy person, but I did have allergies, and my allergies disappeared in less than a month as I started alkalizing, and later on he introduced me to the clay, and I noticed after I'd already been doing extensive cleansing and detoxing for about a year when I introduced the clay into my system that I hit a whole new level of cleansing and detoxing, which really kind of blew my mind, and I was very impressed with that. It's actually become my number one selling product through my business, as it's so easy to take, it's so affordable, and it works for literally anything and everything. So it's a wonderful
product. And it's so safe, right.
Absolutely.
Okay, what have you observed in the progress of your clients when they started using the clay?
Gosh, where to start? Just about anything you can think of. My office space, I actually share office space with four clinical massage therapists, and it's always fun to talk to them because they, most of them are using the clay as well. And it's fun to hear what they and their clients are saying as they're starting to use the clay. They experience more energy. They can think better, better concentration, better sleep. And the one that I love hearing is my sugar cravings have gone away. And I always think that's so neat because sugar is just acid. It's so bad for us. And that's such a important thing to be able to get off those sugars or greatly reduce our sugar intake. So that's wonderful. But the pain
I've heard those same compliments from using the clay. You hit the primary ones right there.
Yes, absolutely. But, there's so many other things I don't even think I could list them all. But pain management, I think, is another huge one. And that's something that I see in just about all of my clients is they seem to have some kind of pain or inflammation or a swelling, problems with circulatory problems, varicose veins, things of that nature, and across the board, it helps them with all those problems. I had one client where I live on the second story, and this client could not even make it up the stairs. She was in that much pain and that tired and just worn out. She had to take a break to make it up the stairs, and I got her some clay at that point. I saw her about a week later, and she could make it upstairs, no problem. She was just moving around, and she was, like, Jason, I just cannot say it enough. This is the most amazing thing. I took a clay bath, and she wasn't even using half of what the recommended dosage was. I think she used a half a cup. And she said the pain went away, she could sleep better, and she felt more energy, and she was just screaming accolades. She was so impressed. And she's brought me some other business because she was so impressed. So that definitely speaks very highly to me. If somebody's going to put their name on the line and say, hey, you know, you've got to talk to this guy, it's amazing, that really speaks louder than anything else to me.
Yes, and we get lots of compliments like that. The clay sells itself. Now, I don't know how the clay works, but it is a natural analgesic. It just takes pain away. I've had people with arthritis and fibromyalgia that have gotten tremendous results from drinking the clay as well as putting it on topically. And like you said, the clay baths, if you've never had a clay bath, you want one. It's amazing. If you ever go out and play tennis for the first time or golf or work in the yard and strain all those muscles and they're screaming at you, a clay bath just takes them away in about 10 or 15 minutes. Plus, you sleep like a baby. After a clay bath, I'm ready to be poured in bed like pancakes on a griddle. Just pour me in and cover me up for a good night's sleep.
Yes,
so, now you have some unique ways of using the clay, and tell us a little bit about your business and how you incorporate it.
Well, I should probably give you a little bit of background more specifically as to what I do in my business as a microscopist. I'm kind of a cross between a microbiologist and a nutritionist, so I have a very unique perspective on things. What I do is I get just a tiny little pinprick at the tip of your finger, get a few drops of blood, and I look at that under a microscope, and I'm able to see the blood with great magnification, and I actually put that up onto a monitor so that the client can see it at the same time. So we're seeing your blood in an unaltered state of, as if it was still inside of your body, and we're able to see all aspects of your health on a cellular level. And through that vantage point, we're able to see any weaknesses, deficiencies, imbalances, or whatever's going on, and best ways to correct that. And the simple answer to that is alkalizing, but there's really a lot more to it, of course. But this is one of the most wonderful things for helping us to alkalize. This is extremely alkaline. It's 9.7 pH. And most people, unfortunately, don't have access to really good water supplies. So it's a very easy way to get the right kind of water, because water is really the trick to removing waste or fat from our system, our bodies. That's kind of the great solvent. It's able to really scrub all that stuff out. But we need the right kind of water. We need alkaline, energized water. And most of the waters that we're getting through the tap or bottled waters or whatever, distillation and reverse osmosis, they're all dead, processed, lifeless waters, and most of them are quite acidic. So it's really the opposite of what we are looking for. So that's really what we want, is to get back to the original type of water that we used to have thousands of years ago, where it was full of energy as it's rolling down the mountains over these rocks, picking up minerals and so forth. And it's kind of creating that same effect on the water. So that's really a marvelous thing. And that's why it's so beneficial for us to use that hydrated clay on our skin and mix it in even higher concentrations of water when we're using it internally. And I know quite often people will experience, because they've got so much junk accumulated through their bowels and their colon, that quite often when they first start using the clay, they'll experience what they think is constipation, because they may not go to the bathroom for a few days. And I know, Perry, you've talked about this many times before, where it's not constipation, but it's all that junk is coming out, and we kind of get a little plugged up until we can really get that crud out of our system. And something that I found that's helpful for people to kind of minimize or eliminate that so-called constipation effect is to take much more water with the clay. And I generally recommend my clients use the clay at least 3 times a day if they can, as much as 6 times a day. Ideally at least every, in between every meal and, first thing in the morning and right before you go to bed at night. Those are really the best times. Although you can definitely take it with food. You seem to get the best benefits when you're taking it on an empty stomach. And, what I usually recommend is about a teaspoon to a tablespoon, although you can definitely use more, in about a liter or a quart of water whenever you're taking the clay. And quite often I'll actually recommend that they also use it with a greens powder or a concentrated greens supplement or with chlorophyll, as that's going to be very cleansing, nourishing, and detoxifying to the system as well. So they will actually work together, and kind of a sidestep, but chlorophyll is the best blood builder there is. And when you're using chlorophyll, which is virtually identical, plant blood is virtually identical to our blood, along with the clay, which is a great blood builder as well, and you can't beat that. There's no better way to improve your health than to use the clay and the chlorophyll together. So that's a wonderful tool there. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I thought you were stopping there.
Well, I was just going to say that chlorophyll is it's a very wonderful natural detoxifier. It's a gentle detoxifier, and it makes a good union with the clay because it's a very gentle natural detoxifier as well, and I love how they work so well together.
Now, I understand you've done some slides, and I've seen some of the work of what the blood looked like when you first took the slide, when it was showed acidity in the blood, the cells were all clumped together, touching each other, overlapping. And then after about 6 weeks on eating good food, healthy food, more vegetables and fruits, and taking supplements as well, and your green drink, that there was just a transformation in the blood slides, and you see large round cells. They're not touching each other, and they seem to have a glow around them. Am I correct? And that's clearing the blood. And what I understand, some of the samples had like debris, little lines and things in the background. And in one case, you pointed out a slide that had a parasite in it. You could see the work sort of looked like a worm in there. And within 6 weeks of doing this, the blood begins to clear up. Am I right?
In 6 weeks, you'll see an amazing transformation. You can actually see a difference, a noticeable difference, after just an hour, quite honestly, of using the clay.
Wow.
A high concentration of water. And that's one of the reasons why I really stress getting lots of good water with the clay. That way you're really able to just kind of flood the whole body with this alkalinity rather than just kind of affecting the bowels and not branching too far past that within that short period of time. The water really just, if it's the alkaline water from the effect of the clay, it goes through the entire body very quickly. So, we can see a very noticeable improvement where you'll see that glow that you're talking about, the energy coming off the cells, and see the cells separating. And what that's doing, the blood cell, the center of the cell, is positively charged, but the cell wall or the cell membrane has a negative charge. And in an acidic environment, which pretty much everybody on this line right now, I would say, is probably to some degree of acidity, that acidic environment starts to strip away that negative charge in cell membrane. And that's just like magnets, they start to clump together or stick together in what we call rouleau, which is a French word that means sticky blood. When we put that negative charge or that alkalinity back into the body, then the cells very quickly gain that charge as well, and they start to separate and softly or gently repel each other, which is what they're supposed to do. And we also notice that, like you mentioned, there's lots of different things that we see in the blood, the parasites, bacteria, and yeast, and fungus, and all kinds of other things. And that stuff starts to clear out very quickly as well, and we'll see that quite often within an hour. It's something that you can view on the cellular level very quickly. And the more you do it, the greater the impact. And really, if you can do it consistently every day, for about 4 months, about 120 days, that's where you really start to see the real magic work, because your red blood cells live to be about 120 days old. So in that space of time, you've literally turned over every blood cell in your body. And why that's so important is because everything that we are, our skin, our brain, our eyes, our hair, everything is made up from our blood cells. So if we're making that kind of a change, then
Right, and clay's got electromagnetic energy in it as well. So I think that's one of the reasons clay works so well with the body. It has been known to stop anemia, even though it's not absorbed into the blood. Clay is a catalyst with the body, and the body sends out what it needs to get what it needs from the clay, like oxidase and diastase, imidine, that can break out some things that are beneficial to the body. So it's quite fascinating, the work that you're doing. And I want to give the readers your website. It's www.prohealthdynamics.com. Prohealthdynamics.com. I think all of his information and his phone number is in your newsletter, your Living Clay newsletter from this month. And do you mind if anyone calls you?
No, I'd be perfectly happy with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll give out your phone number is 704-806-5982 if you'd like to talk to Jason. And Jason, you're talking about some of the results you've seen. Have you ever worked with people with candida or fibromyalgia or Lyme's disease, things of this nature?
Definitely. I had a client just the end of last year who was able to get over her Lyme's disease, and she had been dealing with Lyme's disease for, gosh, I think it was over 10 years, quite a while, and she was really at the state where she was in such a bad position that she was experiencing really bad depression. She couldn't concentrate to save her life. She would put something down, go into the next room, and forget where she put it, and she wouldn't find it for a week. She had some very good people that were checking in on her frequently. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't even be with us today. She was in that of a state.
Wow.
And now completely free of the pain, and she was to the point where she couldn't even eat hardly anything except for fresh juiced vegetables and anything else. She was in the bathroom, and she had intense pain and discomfort. And, she's a different person all of a sudden. And, it took some time. It didn't happen overnight, but it did happen, and she's really pleased with that. My wife actually used to have a systemic candida problem, and we'd gone to specialist after specialist and couldn't find any answers. And we started alkalizing her, and she's been here over 3 years now, symptom-free of her irritable bowel syndrome, her candida, her acne cleared up. She's had lower back pain for years on end. It's gone. So, yeah, it's really been a miraculous transformation for her. And we just had a child a little over a year ago, and she used the clay throughout the pregnancy. And her friends and family would always ask her, well, you're experiencing this, you're experiencing that. And it was really neat for us to experience that, where she didn't have the hormonal fluctuations, she didn't have the morning sickness, any of those things that you usually hear about people experiencing during pregnancy, the crazy cravings and stuff like that.
The indigestion.
Yeah,
that is fascinating, and I've always heard that clay was very good. I know Aborigine women took it not only to get pregnant, but during the pregnancy, and, they said it helped dispel the afterbirth after delivery and to bring down the milk. But it's very good at balancing the hormones. So I've had people women who normally have severe cramps, and once they started taking the clay, they didn't have that cramping problem anymore. And again, I think it helps balance your PMS. It just balances the whole body. Clay is homeostasic, like you were talking about. It's very important for the body to reach homeostasic, and that's one of the principles of clay, is that it brings the body into balance. It doesn't over, even though it's a 9.7, it doesn't over-alkalize. It's all about bringing into balance. The Indians say it's got a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to work on. And I've seen that time and again. Just like drinking the clay, we had, you were talking about the lady that couldn't get up the stairs. We had a lady that had an old dog, and her brother got the clay, and he was always hep on these new things and told her she needed to take this clay, she and her sister, and sent her some, and she's looking at it. She says, well, They had an old lethargic dog who couldn't jump up on the furniture anymore. He could no longer get upstairs. And his favorite place in the world was on his daughter's bed. And so she started feeding it to the dog first, and she mixed it in the hydrated clay and mixed it in his food. The third day she came downstairs and she couldn't find Fido. And she thought, oh my gosh, I've killed the dog with that clay and he's gone off somewhere to die. And when she was folding clothes and carrying him up the stairs, she got to the top of the stairs and she heard this thump, thump, thump. And she pushed the door open to her daughter's room and there he was up on her daughter's bed. So after that, she called her sister and said, maybe there's something to this clay and we better start taking it. Let me tell you what it did for Fido. And how it can work that quickly, I don't know, but maybe it's just typically in balancing the body that it does this. Now, you're saying that you want to put like a tablespoon in a quart of water. Do you just have them drop the powder in there and stir it? For me, when you do that, it tends to lump and cluster at the bottom. I like to either shake it to break it up and emulsify it, or go ahead and mix the liquid, and in that case, I would put like 1 to 2 ounces of the liquid would probably be equal to a tablespoon of the dry powder to keep it more emulsified. Is that how you do it, or do you just have them sprinkle it in and stir it and don't worry about not getting it fully emulsified?
Yeah, I tell everybody to get a shaker bottle, something with a lid and a good seal, and put it in the water and shake it up. Just shake it like you're making gravy. Shake it really good and hard for about 10 or 15 seconds, and that usually will do the trick. And ideally, if you can make it the night before, and then it'll be much more fully hydrated the next day. And that's something that I got from you a while back, because I used to just throw it in and drink it straight away, and I realized that, wow, you know, it does take some time to really fully hydrate, so if you can mix it ahead of time, then it's going to be even more beneficial to you, and I've definitely seen an improvement as I've started to do that, so that's great too, but you can do it either way, just getting the stuff
now
in your body, that's the important thing.
Yeah, now the greens, that's not a smoothie, you just add the greens, it's a powder, and you add that to your water, your quart of water?
Yeah, absolutely. Or you can even just get, like at Vitamin Shoppe or some of the other health food stores, they'll have one quart or 1 gallon size bottles of liquid chlorophyll. You could get something like that.
How much of the liquid would you add to a quart of water?
It really varies, but I would say ideally probably tablespoon. You could add more,
mm-hmm.
certainly.
Does this affect the taste of the water very much?
It really depends on the product. Some of them mix a little bit of mint in there to give it a nice minty flavor, so that could be a nice way to go. Chlorophyll's got a very mild, light flavor. It's not really going to make it distasteful.
Now, is sweet wheat considered a chlorophyll?
Did you say sweet wheat?
Uh-huh. It's a freeze-dried wheatgrass.
Yeah, wheatgrass is really our best source of everything, pretty much. It's 10 pH, it's extremely alkaline, it's 70% chlorophyll, and 25% protein. It's complete protein, so you're getting all of your essential amino acids. It's got really all your vitamins and minerals, so that's a great, I mean, that'll replace any vitamin mineral supplement you could ever find at the stores. And it's extremely bioavailable. So, yeah, that's a great way to go. The greens powder that I use, that's the first ingredient, is wheatgrass. And then there's a few other things like avocado to increase the fat content and give it a nice creamy consistency, and broccoli and things like that to just kind of add a few other ingredients to it. Also highly bioactive.
Okay. Now, you're recommending drinking like 1 to 2 quarts of water a day, or does it depend on the size of the person?
Absolutely.
I've heard you want to drink and take your body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces of water that you need to drink today just to normally flush and hydrate your body.
Yeah, something that I found that's really helpful in putting it into perspective, if you think about a normal human being, and the average adult is said to weigh 154 pounds, that average adult during the course of a day, non-active individual, sits in front of the desk and the dashboard and the TV all day, just through sweating, breathing, and going to the bathroom, you're excreting 2.5 liters of water a day. So you have to ask yourself, how much water am I getting in a day? And I'm not talking about soda or juice or anything else, just water. How much water are you getting in a day? If you're getting less than 2.5 liters, I promise you, you're dehydrated. And most people, I can say that they're not getting 2.5 liters a day. I would really say that you want to have more than that. Shoot for about 1 ounce of water for every pound of body weight as a bare minimum. And what I actually recommend to my clients is a little bit more than that. For every 30 pounds of body weight, have 1 quart or liter of alkaline water for every 30 pounds of body weight per day. So me, I weigh about 170 pounds. I should be drinking ideally about 6 liters a day. When I was doing my training with Dr. Young, it was very intense training. It was 12 plus hours a day, straight through the week, 6 days a week. And we had alkaline water on tap and clay and greens and stuff right there next to our desks. And all day long I was drinking the water. I was drinking 10 plus liters a day. So you can definitely go far beyond what I'm telling you. But this is going back to what I was mentioning earlier. It's the kind of water that you're getting. If you're drinking bottled water or distilled, any of these acidic waters, processed, dead, lifeless waters, they will actually drain your body of minerals and nutrients. They will weaken your body's energy. And it will actually overwhelm your kidneys if you're getting that much water to the point where it could actually poison you and potentially even kill you. But if you're getting the right kind of water, you can have about 1.5 liters of alkaline water per hour. You can drink that consistently throughout the day if it's the right kind of water, because it's 6 times more hydrating, and because it has a great electric charge, that ionic charge, just like the clay, then your body will just absorb it right into the cells, and it won't overwhelm your kidneys. In fact, it'll flush your kidneys. So, yeah, that's important that people understand that. But you can
it's very important for flushing out these toxins, too.
Absolutely.
To helping the kidney and the liver get rid of them and flush them out. Okay, so we kind of have an idea here. Now, you also recommend supplements along with the water regime?
Yeah, primarily the greens. That really kind of covers all the bases for you there.
Okay.
It's going to have all nutrients. But minerals are so deficient in our diets today. I saw a recent study while I was preparing a presentation I was doing last month where it said that 99% of all people that have health problems, no matter what the health problem, from cancer to diabetes to Crohn's or whatever the case may be, they're mineral deficient. So 99% of people with health problems are mineral deficient. If we're not getting the minerals, and most people aren't, then that really sets us up for pretty much any kind of health challenges. And what I found, and this is really an easy thing to do, it's just getting a good, unrefined, unprocessed mineral salt, like Celtic sea salt or the pink Himalayan salt, or my favorite is real salt from Redmond, which is another pink salt that's mined underground just off the shore of the Great Salt Lake in Utah. And that was actually ranked the number one best-tasting salt by an international culinary panel. And it's a fabulous salt. All three of these salts are just really rich in lots of good minerals and trace minerals. And that's the easiest way to get your minerals. And you want to make sure you stay away from table salt. It's extremely acidic and devoid of any nutrients. But these good mineral-rich, unrefined sea salts, they are actually alkaline, and they have a nice negative charge to them, just like the clay, and they're very bioavailable to our bodies. And they also have the energy of the sun that they've harnessed over thousands or millions of years, and your body's getting that energy from the sun as well. And, of course, the sun is the source of all energy on Earth. That's another reason why the chlorophyll is so important. When we eat plants, that's another great way to get the energy from the sun.
Jason, I'm going to switch over. We have a few questions, and I think you could probably help me answer these as well. So feel free to chip in. The first one is from Dorothy in Phoenix. She said, while doing research for Candida detox, I found the recommendation to use calcium bentonite clay. I haven't found any recommendation for amount or duration. Please advise. Again, you know, I'm saying to do a first a detox regime when I recommend two ounces of the liquid clay. I like to take it three times a day for 14 to 21 days because this is going to get rid of parasites and parasitic eggs that may have been left behind that hatch out later. And that's your cleansing and detox level, and after that time you can back down and find your maintenance level. It varies for everybody depending on the stability and where you are in your body. So it's hard to overdose on clay. So you can keep on with the 2 ounces three times a day. I had a lady the other day that had tremendous inflammation problems all of her life. She said body inflammation. I've emailed her for more clarification on what she had, but she said after taking the clay, it's the only relief she has gotten. And she was taking 12 ounces a day, which seems like quite a lot. But they always say if you're not getting the results you want, increase the amount you're taking. So you can play with the clay and find your level there for that. And I say, of course, we've just talked about how important alkalinity is with candida. So, again, drink lots of your alkaline water. And I'm going to suggest throwing in the greens, like Jason has said here. And you want to keep it up until you get the results you want. So do you have anything to add to that? You mentioned earlier about candida, and I think your wife had it.
Yeah. I really don't have anything to add to that other than just to say that, you know, it doesn't matter what your situation is. Everybody's going to be a little bit different, whether you have cancer or whatever the case may be. Just find that level that works for you. If you have something that's really significant like cancer, you may need to go up to, you know, what you were saying, 12 tablespoons a day or 12 ounces a day or whatever. I have one client that's actually a friend of mine that's had stomach cancer, I think, for about 6 months now. And he's been using about a quarter of a cup of the dry clay in a liter of water. I think he's doing it 3 to 4 times a day. So he's getting a fair amount of clay in him. And, you know, you really can't overdose on the clay. That's very true. You just want to make sure you're getting plenty of water with it, and your system will definitely use it. Of course, he's trying to do some really powerful healing on his internal organs. So that's really necessary to get up to those levels and to provide
right.
the alkaline that he needs.
And you do want a pure, clean clay. It's important. There are a lot of clays out there. They're not all adaptable for internal use. So you want a clay that's very pure. As for if they have any independent laboratory testing on purity, a quality control report is what they can have on the clay to let you know it's clean and pure. Okay, Lori in Madison says, I take lots of vitamins. How should I incorporate the clay into my daily intake of vitamins? Also, I would like to go to a spa that has treatments using clay like the full body wraps, etc. I would like to hear what I can do for treatments. Thank you, Lori. Lori, you know, clay is just minerals. I'm not concerned that it's going to interfere with my vitamins. I get up in the morning, I take my vitamins, I take my shower, brush my teeth, go out, and then I drink my clay. Now, some people are concerned it might interfere with the vitamins. All clay is looking for is a positive charged ion, your acidic, your virus, your fungus, your things of this nature. So if you have a concern, wait an hour between taking your vitamins. Peace of mind is worth anything. And no matter what I say, if you still have an underlying fear there, it's going to bother you. So go ahead and wait an hour. If you're taking medications, you either want to check with your pharmacy, find out if there's any way that a 9.7 pH clay would interfere with any of the medicines. Generally, it won't unless it's like a live bacteria, the hair of the dog that bit you. But it's always advisable to check. And if they don't know, you ask them, how long does it take for me to absorb the medicine? And then you can take your clay. The beauty of clay is you can take it any time. So you can wait till after your medicine, 3 or 4 hours, until you've absorbed your medicine, and then take your clay to be on the safe side. Now, there are many spas. I love going, if you're in Las Vegas, go to Bally's. They do the living clay. They do a full body wrap, a facial, and they have a wonderful clay bath. Their little bathtub is, it's like sitting in a miniature hot tub, because it keeps the temperature level, it maintains the heat, and you sit down in it on a little seat, you prop your feet up, and it's got jets that keep the clay in circulation. They bring you cold bottles of water and wet, ice-cold towels to lay on your face, because it really generates the sweating and the opening of the pores. You know, a hot bath water will do this. Now, you're also likely, the reason they give you water is you're losing electrolytes when your pores are open and you're sweating a lot. So you want to drink fluids if you're going to take an extremely hot bath, because you'll get out and you'll get weak in the knees. You'll just feel puddled. If you keep, it's the same symptom, the same thing as staying in a hot tub too long. It really weakens you. So use common sense and try that. Full body wraps are nice. You can do it at home. You can do all this at home. Summertime is wonderful. Take the hydrated clay, rub it on your body. If you got a bikini, put it on. Go out in the backyard and lay in the sun and let it dry. Hose off and go take a shower. When you wash the clay off that you've had on top, you're going to notice your skin underneath, once you wash it off, just feels baby soft. It is so soft and slick, and it's gotten rid of the dead skin cells, and you really feel good. Clay baths, again, can take away pinched sciatic nerves. I've fixed a sciatic pinch with clay baths and using a clay poultice. Sedona Hilton in Las Vegas uses our clay. Most all spas have some sort of clay or muds. I opt for clays. Muds deteriorate. So unless, if they've been taken away from their source, like Dead Sea mud, if you're at the Dead Sea, it's fully charged. But bottled and over time, it begins to lose its propensity, its strength. Okay, do you have anything to add to that, Jason?
Kind of just a little bit of a side note to that. If you are having any problems with the clay interacting with your vitamins, it's probably not a very good quality vitamin. So kind of just going off of what you said, the clay is only going to go after the things that are going to be damaging or harmful to your body, things that are positively charged. And many vitamin supplements nowadays, they're isolates or they're synthetic, they're man-made processed vitamins and minerals, and those things can be a drain to our body's energy. Usually most of these vitamins, we only absorb about 4% or less of the nutrients, and most of it just goes right into the toilet. So if you're getting those kind of vitamins, you know, decide for yourself. Is this something that... I want the clay to clean up some of the negative things that might be in my supplements, or do I want to keep them separate and hope that everything is going well with my vitamins? So that's kind of something you have to figure out for yourself. But, yeah, the clay is not going to do anything to interfere with anything that's going to be beneficial to your body. So that's something that you can definitely rest assured of.
Okay. Jason, you brought up an important point there. How do we tell? We go to the store and we see there's 10 million types of vitamins. How do we tell a quality vitamin? And I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, do you have a line that you would recommend? I know everybody's wanting to know, and I know there's more than one good quality vitamin out there, but what are some things we need to look for to distinguish whether we're getting a good vitamin or not?
Ideally, what you want to look for is something that's not in a hard-packed pill, first of all, either a liquid or something that's like a veggie cap where it's mm-hmm. a powder side, and as little or no processing as possible. Ideally, something that's raw and vegan would be a good way to go as well. Ideally, what I do, I don't actually take a vitamin supplement anymore. I use my greens because that's got all the nutrients that I need from that. Absolutely. So that makes it much more affordable when you factor in that, you know, I don't have to pay for vitamins and minerals anymore. I can get all that in my greens. Then you're not really having that much of an extra expense in using the greens every month. So that's a good way to go. The greens that I use are made by Nature Sunshine. It's actually from a company called Synergy Worldwide, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Nature Sunshine. And Nature Sunshine is one of the only nutraceutical manufacturers in the world that actually meets or exceeds FDA standards and guidelines for pharmaceutical companies. Most of the other natural care products out there, they're really not very well governed, and they're processing and manufacturing their ingredients and whatever is going into it, a lot of the time there's not really a very high quality end result. But that's one of the very few companies that's actually meeting those kind of standards or exceeding it. They can literally start cranking out pharmaceuticals under FDA guidelines tomorrow. And there's probably only a dozen companies in the world that can actually say that they can do that on a large-scale basis. So it's very important. They do have a vitamin supplement that's very good. Truthfully, you're going to spend probably about $50 or more dollars for about a month's supply of a really high-quality vitamin. So just to have that in your mind when you're looking for vitamins, it's really hard to find a good quality vitamin that's inexpensive. I mean, we do get what we pay for. I think most people realize
you're
that.
You're right. I agree with that. And also, I forget that the greens have, I know they say wheatgrass has everything you need, that your body needs in the way of vitamins and minerals. Now, what about a concern for older people that need extra calcium?
Calcium is a really interesting, this is probably a whole different discussion altogether, but most people have a problem with their calcium because they're acidic, and when we're acidic, our body needs to neutralize those acids. So ordinarily we have this reserve of alkaline minerals, which is basically our electrolytes. They're one and the same. It's bicarbonates or carbonates of sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Those are our electrolytes. Those are also our alkaline or our mineral buffers, our acid buffers. Whenever we experience stress or any other toxins from the environment or our food, whatever the case may be, any of those acids that we're exposed to need to be immediately neutralized or buffered by these alkaline minerals. And most people, because they're constantly dumping all this acid onto their systems, whether intentionally or unintentionally, they're in a deficit. They're depleted of their alkaline reserves. So what does the body have to do instead? What's our largest cache of minerals in our body? It's our bones, calcium. So we start to actually leach the calcium from our bones to neutralize these acids. Or we leach magnesium or potassium from our muscles and organs. That's one of the reasons why we might have restless leg syndrome or muscle cramps. When we start to do this, then our body is going to be definitely in a deficit for our calcium and our other alkaline minerals. But if we bring ourselves to a state of homeostasis or balance, then we no longer need to pull those minerals from our body, and we should be getting it from sufficient for our needs from our diet. So, yeah, that's kind of a different paradigm, I think, from what most people are used to.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you should be able to get plenty of calcium in your diet if you're getting a good diet of vegetables and low-sugar fruits. There's so many different great sources of calcium out there. Spinach and broccoli, sesame seeds are just loaded with calcium. There's so many other things that pretty much any nuts or seeds, almonds are loaded with calcium. And a lot of people have this misunderstanding that, well, I need to have my dairy for my calcium, but you're really not absorbing hardly any of the nutrients from dairy. First of all, it's pasteurized and homogenized, plus it's in a form that's designed for a cow to absorb, not for a human to absorb. So dairy is actually one of the first things I tell my clients to get off of. Quite honestly, it has no nutrient value or benefit to us. We could get more calcium from one raw almond than an entire gallon of milk. That's how much we're actually absorbing, not how much is in the product. And if people are concerned about their vitamin D, for instance, you'll get more vitamin D walking to your mailbox and back on a sunny day than you do from drinking vitamin A and D enriched milk. Just to put things into perspective for you.
Well, that's great. You also helped me to understand something that's been a puzzle with me about clay, because clay is known to increase bone density. Mm-hmm. I just had a gentleman that I've always heard that if you could put clay on a broken bone, it just heals him in half the time. I had a gentleman recently that had a horse fall with him and broke his wrist. It was an angle break right behind the wrist joint. And he's a cowboy in Wyoming in a small town, and he went into town to the clinic, and they put a splint on and told him to go into a large city and get a cast and leave it on for 8 weeks. Well, he came home and called me and wanted to use the clay, so we made him a large clay poultice, wrapped it all around his wrist. He put a plastic bag on it. He left it in on all day and all night. And then 3 times a day the first week he would put the clay on his wrist, and then he could put it back in the splint. He wasn't moving it. But in 2.5 weeks he was back riding 2-year-olds, and he has to use 2 hands. And he was also driving a tractor with hydraulic lifts, and he needed 2 hands to shift. And he had to get someone to help him hold the hoof while he took a shoe off and trimmed a hoof of a barrel racing horse that had thrown a shoe, and we had to take both shoes. He wasn't able to put the shoe on, but he needed some help getting the shoe off and trimming the shoe, the hoof. And that was inside of 3 weeks. It had healed his bone. So I'm understanding now more about how clay does that, as you explain the calcium part and the electromagnetic energy. So that's fascinating. You have just really shared with us lots of information. I have another question here, and I think this one is pretty much for me. It says, it's from Helen in Monterey. She said, I'm so proud of the Living Clay products, and I wanted to share them with my doctor. And the first thing he said when I gave him a copy of your book, what is her last name? Why would she not want to use it? As if this was a signal to him that anyone hiding behind their last name would be hiding other information. I have to go back to see him. I'd like to have an answer to this question. Thank you, as I love the product, and I don't really care what you call yourself. Helen is one of our greatest advocates. Helen gives all of her friends starter kits with the book and clay for birthdays, anniversaries, and anything she can think of. So, Helen, I'm happy to answer your question. Before I got in the clay business, I was a motivational speaker, and no one got my last name right when they introduced me, so I just shortened it, and I go by Perrier. I wrote a couple of cutesy-type books as a speaker and did all my book writing and have everything in my code numbers. Everything in the book industry is registered under Perrier because that's the name I went by. My last name is Arledge, but they would always introduce me as Aldridge. So it's the difference between Arledge and Aldridge. And when I only have an hour to tell them about life and make them laugh, I didn't want to spend time correcting my last name. So I just went by Perrier. And I did a lot of substitute teaching while I was building my speaking. And as a substitute teacher, if they can't say your last name, you're just Miss. But Miss A was pretty cool. and they go down the hall and they could remember that. They'd say, hey, Miss A. So that's why I go by Perrier. I already had it in Amazon and all the book stuff, and I just didn't change it. I think if you look in the printing part, of, I'll have to look and see. It may be under there, under the printing information, Perry Arlett. So I'm not trying to hide anything. I was just keeping life fun and simple. So thank you for your question, and I hope that'll satisfy your doctor. I'll be happy to talk to him and answer any questions. So I have a question here. If you drink liquid clay internally, are you absorbing any calcium from it? Well, Jason, I think we just answered that. There is minerals in clay, but the minerals in clay are bound together. They're not absorbed. There's not a significant amount absorbed into the blood to get calcium from the clay itself. However, it's a catalyst that works with the body to create the homeostasis that's needed so you can get your calcium from other things in the body. Clay is really a catalyst that just helps the body function better. So have we pretty much answered that one, Jason?
I would say so, yeah. I think, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but it's probably good to mention that it does protect our DNA as well, the clay does, which is also very important, especially in this world with all the free radical damage and so forth that's going on. It's very helpful in protecting our DNA, which is really what we are, so that's very important as well.
So how does it do that?
Well, there are actually, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Science Magazine a while back. They listed an article talking about how scientists were able to actually replicate DNA and RNA after their, and I'm trying to remember the exact components of it. I think it was nucleotides and fats and some different things they were able to combine, and they were able to actually make essentially DNA, but it wouldn't actually replicate until they added the montmorillonite clay in the mix, and all of a sudden it actually replicated and became actual DNA. They were actually able to create DNA. So obviously if they can create DNA, then they can protect it through much the same means. So if we're getting the nutrients that we need in our diet and have the clay there, that's going to protect our DNA, protect our cellular structure, and help us to maintain good health for a good long time.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Thank you. We have a question from Shirley, and I think we've already answered it. It says, when taking living clay, the liquid drink that I mix 2 ounces twice daily, is it better not to dilute it further? I've been adding more water to the 2 ounces each time. Yes, it's fine. In fact, we've heard today that it's better to put it in a quart of water and drink it all day long. So, you know, you get the clay in you and on you, and it's going to find a way to work. But I like Jason's theory here of sipping on it all day and keeping it going and also getting the extra water. Also, I read that you wrote in your book about cataracts and wondered if you could talk about that, too. I am about to begin clay for that on one eyelid. Thank you for the teleseminars, and I'd like the evening one better as I work during the day. Well, thank you, Shirley, and we do archive these, so if you miss the ones during the day, you can go to it at night and listen to them. All right, let's see, cataracts. You want to make the hydrated clay, the 3-to-1 mix with living clay, the paste. Close your eye, put it thickly. I fill the whole eye cavity. I put it directly on the closed eyelid. You want to keep your eye closed. It'll be very cooling, 15 to 30 minutes. Leave it on there if you can lay down. It's very relaxing. Then get up and wash it off. Do that a couple of times a day until you start getting results. Now, we had a gentleman who was treating a port wine birth stain on his face, and he decided to put it on his whole face, and he did it on his eyelids and the eyes, too. and he would do this for 30 minutes every day. And in 6 weeks, he noticed his vision had improved and he could read the newspaper without his glasses. Now, I haven't been able to get that done every day. I was going to try it, and I started out, and then I stopped. I get busy in the morning and need to get up that extra 30 minutes to try that. But thank you for your question. And then Donna in Lincoln, Nebraska said, Jim, you talked about a liter water for every 30 pounds of body weight. What if a person is extremely overweight? I weigh almost 300 pounds, and that would mean drinking 10 liters of water a day. Is that right? Okay, Adana, it's Jason, but Jason, this is your question.
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, my friend that I was mentioning earlier that's taking a quarter cup of dry clay 2 to 3 times a day that has cancer, he was weighing just over 300 pounds. I think he started at 324 pounds. He's down to about 185 pounds now in 6 months. So he's lost a lot of weight very quickly, and it was healthy weight loss. Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. And I'm not telling anybody to jump to 10 liters a day overnight. That would be incredible. But you'll notice that your body, it's just like the earth when there's a drought or a period where there hasn't been much rain, and all of a sudden we get a really big dump of rain, and you notice the ground can't absorb it all, so it'll start to puddle up. But after you've had consistent rain for a while, you get a good dump of rain, you'll notice the earth just sucks it all up. Our body's the same way. We need to acclimate ourselves to getting more and more water. So if you can try and drink maybe another 8 to 16 ounces a day, you'll notice after maybe a few days to a week that you kind of get to this point where you're feeling like, gee, I just can't really drink any more water. Level off for a few days and then start to increase it again. And just listen to your body. Our bodies are really amazing things, but we need to listen to them. We've turned off our senses to these things because of the way that we've been raised in this day and age. But absolutely, you can definitely get up to that range. Like I said, I was weighing, you know, less than 180 pounds, drinking 10-plus liters a day. So if I can do it at close to half your weight, I know you can do it. So hopefully that puts things into perspective.
And if you're starting to get results like losing weight, that'll encourage you to keep it up. And we've had quite a few people that have lost weight just drinking lots of clay and with copious amounts of water. So there you go. Connie in Kalamazoo.
Lose the weight. I will guarantee you will lose weight. If you're alkalizing and getting plenty of good energized water, you will lose the weight, I promise you. The only reason that our body holds on to fat is because that's what we're sticking all those toxins into, all of our acids and toxins and waste that our body's not effectively eliminating. It's getting bound with fats, and our fat is actually protecting us, believe it or not. I know it's not pleasant to have it on there. Nobody wants to have it, but it's there for a reason. It's saving your life. But when your body suddenly becomes in a position where it can release those toxins that it wasn't able to release before, then the fat is going to fall off. I promise you that. If you don't believe me, read the book, The pH Miracle for Weight Loss. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's fascinating. I know you thrilled a lot of women with that, maybe men too. Now I have another question for you. It's from Connie in Kalamazoo. What kind of water do you recommend? We have well water, but are close to a farm field. Is there a water system that is more alkaline?
Yeah, there's quite a number of companies now that are selling these water ionizers. I don't know if anybody's heard of that before. It's a special device that attaches to your kitchen sink, the tap of your kitchen sink. And it should have a series of different filters that will take pretty much all the junk, like the chlorine and fluoride and other harmful things, out of your water and pretty much just leave some minerals. And it runs the water over a series of electric plates that are platinum plates that are essentially just electrodes, fancy electrodes, that actually energize the minerals in the water, like the calcium and magnesium, which are alkaline minerals. And it puts an energetic charge to those minerals into the water that they're in so that they – basically what we're doing, what we're talking about is we're creating water like Lourdes, France, which is considered to most people around the world as the most healing water in the world. We're actually recreating that water on your tap. It's going to be antioxidant water. It's going to be loaded with extra oxygen that is very available to your body. and antioxidants and alkalinity. And I should probably take a sidestep to that and explain something that would probably be very helpful to everybody listening. There, all the things in our body that we don't want in us, aside from the heavy metals, because they're not living, so they don't care, but any yeast or harmful bacteria, fungus, parasites, molds, all those things are anaerobic or low oxygen acidic microorganisms. So that's the environment that they like to live in. It's an acidic environment that has a low level of oxygen. And by the way, that's the environment that cancer is grown in as well. So when we create a alkaline environment, one with lots of oxygen from exercising or getting water that's rich in oxygen or our antioxidants, then we're going to create an environment that those things do not want to live in, and they will leave our bodies very quickly. So that's kind of the underlying current of why we're talking about alkalizing and getting the right kinds of water. We're actually splitting that water molecule, the H2O, into an OH and an negative H, which is called the hydroxyl ion, which is a very powerful antioxidant. And we're, for some reason I thought I had my chemical composition backwards. So that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about the water ionizers or the clay or anything else that's going to alkalize. We're providing the environment that the body needs to be in. And a good analogy is a swimming pool or a fish tank. What happens to a swimming pool if it gets too alkaline or too acidic? All of a sudden, mildew and algae and things like that start to appear in the water. But if you keep that water within a certain very strict parameter of pH, then the water will stay nice and clear. And it's the same thing with our blood. It needs to stay within a very strict parameter. And as soon as it gets too acidic, you really don't have to worry about getting too alkaline in this day and age because of all the acidic things that we're exposed to. But as soon as it gets too acidic, then those things start to appear that we don't want us to have. And that's where we get the symptoms from, is an alkaline effect from these things inhabiting our bodies. And as soon as we get rid of those things, then all the symptoms that we're experiencing, the pain, disease, or whatever, it will leave as well.
Well, Jason, this has been so fascinating. We're out of time, but we're going to extend the time. We have a couple more questions here that are relating to the water and things. So if it's all right with everyone, we'll just stay on the line. Jennifer wanted to know, can you mix a large batch of alkaline water, also clay, and store it for use throughout the week, or does it need to be mixed each time?
The water does lose its potency over time. The pH or the alkalinity will stay for a relatively good amount of time, but it does start to gradually drop off. The most important aspect of the water is actually the antioxidant effect, and that drops off quite quickly. After about 15 minutes or so, you'll see that the antioxidant effect will already start to drop off. And after about 36 hours, that's pretty much gone. Ideally you want to drink it straight from the ionizer. You can bottle it and take it with you, but be aware that it will start to lose its potency after a few hours. And ideally, you want to keep it cool. If you're transporting it, when it starts to get heated, like if you leave it in your car, that will cause the oxygen to start to evaporate, it'll actually change the structure of the water from the smaller water molecules, or smaller water clusters, I should say, which is one of the great aspects of the ionizing process, is we split those water clusters that are usually about 18 to 24 water molecules per cluster down to about 5 or 6, which we're creating a wetter water. And because it has that wonderful electric charge, it is actually 6 times more hydrating to the body, as it's very easily absorbed right through the cell wall. And because it has its own energy, that is very easy on the body. When we're taking those processed waters, the larger water clusters that don't have that energy, we have to actually use our own body's energy to absorb that water, and it's a drain on our energy, which we could very well be using for other things in our body, like healing and cleansing. concentrating, having the energy to do the different tasks throughout the day, digesting and so forth.
Okay, and now for your thicker amount of clay, the liquid clay that we have, it does hold its charge. I think maybe when you dilute it with a great deal of water, it might weaken it over time. Did want to fill that out.
I didn't factor in the clay. The clay is an excellent way to keep some of that charge there, definitely. I'm sorry, I kind of ignored that part of the statement. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and another question for you. Jason mentioned drinking alkaline water. Does that mean drinking clay water? How does one alkalize their water? And we may have answered that with the ionizer. Are there other ways to alkalize the water?
There are other ways. Baking soda, believe it or not, sodium bicarbonate, that's one of those four alkaline minerals that our body needs to neutralize acids. In fact, that's the most important one. It's not the most alkaline, but it is the most important one. We use that in our alkaline glands, which is the salivary gland, the pylorus gland, the pancreas. It's even involved in digestion. It's involved in so many different processes of our body, and we can take a pure baking soda, one that doesn't have aluminum or other things in it, and put that in our water. Just a little pinch will do the trick for a glass of water, and that will actually create more oxygen and some alkalinity in that water, and it will help us to neutralize those acids, and it will be quite cleansing to your body. But ideally, we're supposed to have that baking soda or sodium bicarbonate in our salivary glands. So initially, it'll probably taste kind of salty to you, but as you replenish your reserves of these alkaline minerals, then you won't notice the taste anymore. And some of my clients actually say that it starts to taste good to them, because if we don't have it in our salivary glands, then it's going to taste foreign to us. But as we start to replenish our reserves of that, then it's already going to be there. So taking more of it isn't going to taste any different than already having it in our saliva anyways, if that makes sense. So that's probably the easiest, most inexpensive way. The best way, aside from a water ionizer, is pH drops. And there's only a couple of companies that really make a good pH drop. Fortunately, they're less expensive than some of the other options as well. My favorite is alkavision.com. I'll give you that website. And you can find it on my website as well. You can link to it from my links page. It's spelled alkavision.com. And they have a product called Plasma pH Drops, which is really a good one, or my mentor, Dr. Robert O. Young, he also has a product. It's about twice as expensive, but it's twice as concentrated. One $50 bottle, which is a 2-ounce bottle, will last you about 4 months or more. So it is relatively economical, considering the fact that those water ionizers usually cost closer to $2,000 to $4,000. That might be an easier option for many people that don't have the financial means to maybe drop a lot of money on an elaborate filtration system.
Excellent. We have a few other questions here. Let me look at them. One is asking about cleanses. If your gallbladder has been removed, and right now I want to say something. Neither Jason or I are doctors, and we're not giving medical advice. We're sharing our knowledge about clay and alkalization. And this one says, what if your gallbladder has been removed? Is there anything to take into consideration before doing a cleanse? What part does the gallbladder play in keeping the body in an alkaline state? For myself, I would have to go in and look up the gallbladder and read a little about it before I was able to answer that. I don't know if you have more knowledge on that. I do know that the clay is homeostatic and it will adjust. It's called an adaptogen. Adapt to your body wherever it meets you where you are to help alkalize and balance you. So, Jason, do you have anything to add to that one?
Yeah, just like what you were saying, you know, to really get into that completely, I would have to look up a few things. But I know that that's one of those organs that does have the baking soda, the sodium bicarbonate. So, again, supplementing with some sodium bicarbonate. And I should probably go back to that a little bit, and the fact that the best time to take it is first thing in the morning with at least 16 ounces of water, which is very important for flushing your internal organs, and right before you go to bed at night. Again, at least 16 ounces of water with some baking soda to flush those organs and to alkalize the body before you go to sleep, which is usually the time of day when our body is most acidic. and flushing those organs is of paramount importance, above all else, keeping our bowels clear.
How much baking soda would you recommend to an 8-ounce glass of water?
Ideally, after you start off with, you know, a pinch or whatever you can tolerate, or if you're brave, you can go up to about a teaspoon 2 to 3 times a day. And I should probably, maybe a little off the subject, but just to put things into perspective, I like to do that for people. Most of the Olympic athletes that were breaking the records and setting new records and taking home the golds in the last Olympics, they were doing what's termed as baking soda doping, where they were doing this. They were taking baking soda and water before and after their workouts and at other various times in the day, and it would increase their endurance and their recovery time and help to eliminate the lactic acid from their muscles so they could do their really intense workouts. So, you know, that's proof in the pudding that this is very beneficial to you.
The alkalizing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fascinating information. Maria in Zurich wants to know, what about essential fatty acids? Whoops, I lost my questions. Let me go back to questions.
It is necessary, but, you know, for some of these questions, it might be better maybe for some of you with these more specific questions, maybe just to call me or email me, and I can answer them maybe at a better time, because we are running out of time, of course.
Okay. Jason's email is jason@prohealthdynamics.com. jason@prohealthdynamics.com. Jason, thank you for being with us today. It's been fascinating to have you on. If we missed any questions, we'll try to go back and check them next time. You've been a wealth of information, and I encourage people to go to your website and see what more they can find out. And you've given us some great insights on using clay and how it helps with the body and how important this alkalization is to our lifestyles today. Really appreciate you being on, and will you come back again?
Absolutely, I would love to, and thank you for having me. I really enjoyed sharing with everybody and the great questions, so we appreciate the interest, and definitely keep spreading the word and keep coming back. More than happy to share. That's really what I love to do, is just share and help others, so I appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Thank you. It's been nice to have you. Well, that's it for today. Our next teleseminar is going to be, let me find my calendar here, on the 29th at 2 p.m. We're still trying to find what times best work for people. After this, we'll be able to find out whether a noon or a nighttime seminar is better. And remember that everything will be archived. Cheryl will have these archived on the About Clay site probably today or tomorrow. She's very quick at that. So thank you for listening in, and have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Bye.